For over a year, Megan Beggs was actively looking for an entry-level position where she could earn some real work experience. But it was not until she applied for a job at Brody's Beat Cafe that her dream of being meaningfully employed became true.
I love coffee, and I've always wanted to learn to make coffee and work at a coffee shop.
Beggs was born with a syndrome that makes it hard for her to communicate and follow instructions.
It's called 22q deletion syndrome, and it's more of an invisible disability, and it's more of a mild disability too.
According to national data, only 19% of people with a disability have a job. And Rachel Statt, who heads the cafe, says they want to shift those numbers and bridge the gap in access to employment opportunities for people with cognitive disabilities.
So they get paid minimum wage. Everybody gets paid the same amount because we believe that their work, you know, if you have a disability, your work is just as important as somebody who doesn't have a disability.
The cafe serves brewed coffee, hot and cold espresso drinks, teas and smoothies, and is open Monday through Sunday in Ada Village. Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.